Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has welcomed the United Nations support for the African Union peacekeeping mission in Darfur. The president didn't mention, however, the agreement to set up a hybrid peacekeeping force with the UN and AU. More than 200,000 people have perished during 3 years of conflicts in the country. Public Information Officer for the World Food Programme in Sudan, Simon Crittle, tells us about the current status now of the humanitarian crisis in Darfur.
The humanitarian situation in Darfur, quite obviously, is desperate. You've got a population of about 2 million people now living in what could only be described as squalid camps for displaced people. The entire population of Darfur is about 6 million, so that's a third of the people. Those people have spent the last 3 years living in these camps. Many of their relatives were killed. Their villages were looted during the initial attacks. The situation in the camps is desperate. Disease is very bad. There's malaria, there's tuberculosis, there's cholera. And the people are 100% reliant on food aid for their survival. We recently did a survey of the humanitarian conditions, and what we found was that generally, the malnutrition rates among children is remaining stable. They're very close to what we would consider emergency threshold. However, they are stable, and they're a lot better than they were 2 years ago at the height of what the Americans have called genocide. But we need to emphasize that the situation is still very precarious. If, for example, the security situation deteriorated any further, those people could quite easily be pushed over the brink, and then we could be facing an absolute catastrophe.